This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, an Orthodox church, and a police post in attacks in two cities in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan on Sunday, killing an Orthodox priest and at least 15 police officers, the region's head said early on Monday. The simultaneous attacks came 3 months after 145 people were killed in an attack claimed by the Islamic State on a concert hall near Moscow, Russia's worst terrorist attack in years. Witnesses say at least 8 people were killed on Sunday in Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike outside an aid center run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
It was just one such mass fatality event in recent days near a humanitarian aid facility in the besieged Palestinian territories. At least 25 people were reported killed in a bombing near a Red Cross field hospital in Rafah. Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross Rafah office, William Schomburg.
We literally found body parts scattered.
The Israel Defense Forces released video claiming to show strikes on Hamas military structures in the Gaza Strip at around the same time. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Brazilian women marched on the main drag along Copacabana Beach on Sunday to protest a bill in Brazil's conservative Congress that would equate abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancy to homicide and establish sentences of 6 to 20 years in prison. Faced with criticism, Congress denounced on June 18th the initiative would be put on hiatus for 6 months, reversing its decision and withdrawing the urgent nature that had been approved by the conservative majority. This is VOA News. The number of deaths during this year's Hajj pilgrimage totaled 1,301 people, Saudi Arabia's health minister said on Sunday. The minister, quoted by state television, said deaths were caused by pilgrims, quote, walking long distances under direct sunlight without adequate shelter or comfort. Fatalities also included several elderly people and those suffering from chronic diseases, and some 83% of the fatalities were among people who were not authorized to make the pilgrimage, he said. A Greek motor yacht crew learned on Sunday they face criminal charges over an island forest fire allegedly started by a firework display. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Greek prosecutor brought the criminal charges against the captain and crew of a large motor yacht. The vessel had allegedly been anchored just off where the fire started on the island of Hydra, with 17 tourists on board just a few days ago. The crew were arrested when they docked near Athens. None of the tourists were detained or charged. The prosecutor ordered that the 13 suspects be held in custody, pending their appearance before an investigating judge. Under newly adopted legislation, they face 10 to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cities on the U.S. East Coast were hot on Sunday as the heat dome causing the dangerous condition expands to the West Coast. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
More than 100 million people across the U.S. were under heat warnings on Sunday, with cities on the East Coast bracing for record-breaking temperatures. And while excessive heat is causing problems in many states, others are contending with flooding. And in New Mexico, officials are responding to multiple weather events, including a dust storm, flooding, and 2 wildfires. Research shows climate change is driving the dangerous heat waves across the Northern Hemisphere this week and will continue to deliver dangerous weather for decades to come.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. British media is reporting the chief data officer of Britain's Conservative Party has taken a leave of absence amid growing allegations the governing party's members have been using inside information to bet on the date of Britain's July 4th national election. The Sunday Times and others reported he is the 4th Conservative official to be investigated by Britain's Gambling Commission for allegedly betting on the timing of the election before the date had been announced. The Times alleged that dozens of bets had been placed with potential winnings worth thousands of pounds. The growing scandal has dealt a fresh blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party, which is widely expected to lose to the opposition Labour Party. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.